Mr. and Mrs. And I've enjoyed that Friday night prayer so much. And there was such faith in that prayer. After about 3 o'clock, it's a bit of a, you know, challenging. But it was so good to hear. You know, Laylee had a bit of an eye infection trouble. And suddenly, such faith arose as we prayed. It wasn't a long prayer, but just faith. I just felt faith. And then next morning, Laylee texted me, all the swelling went down. And I just feel, we feel like, cheers, Jesus. Cheers, Jesus. You can do it. Amen. Our prayers matter, right? Our prayers can move mountains. And I think that's what we come in today, because I feel we are standing on an historic time of nations making decisions. So it's time to pray and time to seek the Lord. I like to lay a little bit of, understanding. On the first week of January 1st, I shared a full sermon on how many are following resolution, UN resolution 2334 that took place on December 23rd. Apparently, that is the most anti-Israel UN resolution that has ever taken in the history of UN. And that really started the ball rolling. It really is now. I'm on the red. See? Red shirt. It's like blood of Jesus Christ, as well as boom, boom, boom. It's time, saints, time to discern the time. And it's time to pray. Because biblical prophecies are being unfolded before our eyes. And if you understand the times and seasons, then you can really flow with God. Your time, your prayers, it can move heaven if you are equipped with knowledge, equipped with right heart. So let's just have a short prayer, because I like to preach today and I want to open up church to pray, in according to the knowledge that is from the word of the Lord, okay? Heavenly Father, we thank you. We ask that you will lay upon our heart, Lord, you've given us heart. And heart for Israel in the very inception of this church. Father God, we thank you. We receive it. Lord, Moses chose reproach for you, Lord, and to receive reproach with your people rather than to be called a prince of Egypt. So, Lord, we ask, Lord, that you will give us your heart so that we will rather choose the reproach with identification with you, your plan, and your people, than choose with the rest of the world what is convenient and what seems to be easy pathway for us, that we may invoke great blessing from heaven to this world. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to read these short two verses. This is something that came over and over again. You know, on Friday night, I didn't sing it, but, you know, Kishani was saying, if you have a song of the Lord, sing it. So I was just keep singing for, I don't know, for a while, quite a while. And that was, Israel is my firstborn. So, Israel, my firstborn, I'll be merciful to you. That's just a simple sentence. But I was keep singing over and over just by myself. Israel, my firstborn, I will be merciful to you. And I know that came from Exodus, so I looked up, and this is the exact text. Thus says the Lord, Israel is my son, my firstborn. So I say to you, let my son go, that he may serve me. But if you refuse to let him go, indeed, I will kill your son, your firstborn. And you know the rest of the story, how God acted, because Pharaoh was moved. He was moved by demonic power, devil, Satan himself, to hold Israel back from her purpose, that is to serve the Lord. And in doing so, God threatened Pharaoh. If you hold back my firstborn son from walking in his destiny, what I will do is I will take your first son. And was it an empty threat? It wasn't. He actually carried out. You know, Bible says, God says, I hewn nations. I hewn my people with prophets. There is teaching scriptures that teaches us how to live right. And there are times when he uses his prophets. And how does God hewn nations? Through the word that prophets speak. And that breaks the word is unbreakable. Word is like a hammer. When you use the word and hit the stone, stone splinters into pieces. So through the prophets, God speaks to the nations. And when nations goes against God's heart and God's plan, nations dash, breaks apart from this invisible hammer of the word of God. And the word of God says very, very clearly in the last days, the nations will come against Israel to divide its land. And when he does, whatever you put on, it'll come back to you, multiplied. God says, he will, nations will align and identify themselves as to God's claim on these people and on this land. And whoever goes against the word of God that he spoke clearly over, you know, Obadiah in many scriptures over 2,800 years ago. I shared this first week. You know, it's a day of the Lord for the nations. It's drawing near. Because why? Because nations are cursing Israel, dividing Israel, and whatever you do, whatever your reprisal will be coming back to you. Nations, you will have to make decision. Now that is what's coming. That is what's coming. That is what's happening, in fact, today around the world. So this is an important time where we understand, like Daniel, what is happening. This has not happened in the history of mankind. It's happening now. And we need to understand what's behind it so we can pray with the will of God and move. We seek good of this nation. It's time to pray because there are times when you come to decision. Nations come to decision point. This is what God said over thousands of years ago. This day will come to pass. We are standing right there on that point. Okay? You know, yesterday I was praying, and this parable came to my heart. Parable is that a father has a son, you know, like four-year-old, and the son is playing in the playground. Right? In, you know, these playgrounds where you go down and all that. And he put him there. And then there are little older boys around playing with him. This is the picture I have in my mind, playing yesterday as I was praying. And these boys are a little older, 6 and 7, and they are hostile to this boy. So father is very nervous. Right? This boy wants to play, you know, at the top, before you go down so he can fall off. But he likes that, to stay there and play. And there are bigger boys. They're all in groups. And they are playing. They want to push the little boy off because they want that space. So his father is very worried. So he somehow sends another boy who is older, 12, you know, a 16-year-old boy, and sort of, you know, sends it and say, you know, if you can just keep an eye on my son, I'll really bless you. I give you a lot of money and so on. So he goes. And for a while, the big boy is very good. He really, you know, gets on with the job and makes sure that all the other boys don't push his son off. And, you know, so he's the biggest, he's the strongest, and makes sure that the little boy doesn't get ostracized. But after a while, he knows that he's biggest there. He's tallest there. He's strongest there. He begins to boss everybody around, including those other older boys. And then he gets worse and worse and worse and worse. He's watching it, but still, would this father take him out yet? He wouldn't. As long as the boy is doing the job of making sure that his firstborn is not forced out or not, you know, pushed off. He's still waiting and waiting. Okay, he's doing his job. Oh, he's not going too good, but I'm gonna not call him back. Watch it. Until if this boy begin to now make factions and then make a team with other older boys and finally push the son off the slide and really persecute this little boy, then that's when the father has to intervene, right? This is a picture that I have. Israel, just a little, tiny little, I showed you a photo, how small it is. The older boys are Arab boys, nations that are around. They just can't wait to push Israel off. And then God has called, initially, Great Britain with a mandate to make sure that the little boy has a space to grow. And then Great Britain turned against God's will. And then he called U.S., the big boy. He raised up U.S. as a friend of Israel. And U.S., to be honest, has done a fantastic job. Great job. Much better job, in my opinion, than Great Britain. And God had blessed USA, United States of America, more than any other nation in the history of mankind. Big boy, strong, majestic, flying eagle, until December 23rd, he turned his back and thought, hey, I'm the boss here. I want to make sure that everybody follows my order. I don't care about this little boy. I push around Arabs. I push around everybody. And then finally, he strikes. And at this point, God says, his heart is moved. I believe we are right there. Right at that point, UN resolution that took place, 2334, in December 23rd, did you know that I hear that U.S. ambassador to Israel said, oh, don't worry about it, don't worry about it, we will veto. And they didn't. So it's a shock, it's an ambush. A lot of work has been done around. So after the vote, not all is bad news. There was a severe backlash within USA because, you know, in the Senate and, you know, the big landscape of U.S. politics, they are very pro-Israel still. Very pro-Israel. So, you know, GOP senators, they introduced the bill to move U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, which is a great move. Great move. And saying, let's do it. We said we will do it. We committed to do it many years ago. We've never carried it out because of the, you know, possible backlash from Arab nation. This is the time in the light of a resolution to really radically turn and stand with Israel. Obviously, that will cause a lot of flak, a lot of flashpoints, but that's the only option U.S. has to somehow hold back the waters that has started opening up. Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes said, okay, because many are saying, U.S., look, we've done wrong. We shouldn't have done that. So he's saying U.S. will veto any further U.N. action against Israel. He is referring to today, 15th of January in Paris, UN conference. They will discuss the peace process of Palestinian and Israel. They call it peace. Yu Cheng was praying this morning. It's not P-E-A-C-E. They mean P-I-E-C-E. Right? How to divide up the land. Peace process, okay? So they will, 70 nations all around the world will come and discuss. And Israel was initially not invited in that discussion process. And Israel said, no, in fact, we're not gonna participate because we don't endorse anything you are doing. So Israel is not coming. 70 nations, could be actually 72, but at least 70 nations are representing there to discuss. And then extraordinary coincidence, quote unquote, 2 days later on Tuesday, there is a UN Security Council. UN Security Council is where they make a decision whether they will make resolution, international resolution or not. So It is very possible out of the outcome of discussion today, it will move to UN, another UN resolution recognizing Palestinian state. So even though US Senate and politicians are saying that, no, we've gone too far, this is not good, we'll pull back, we'll veto, Israel is not taking any comfort in these words. In fact, they are very alarmed, very alarmed. And the reason is because, well, once bitten, twice shy, but also there are some inside stories. Since then, last Friday, 6th of January, there was a closed-door meeting amongst dozens of top ambassadors and Western and Arab diplomats. They met on Friday and made some discussion, and they had some summary report of communique which was leaked. So Israeli paper, Haaretz, they actually published the content, the summary communique of this meeting on Friday. And it says, really, it was kind of a pre-trial of meeting amongst the nations, what they are going to table today in Paris. In fact, we are 10 hours ahead of Paris. So as we share, we pray before discussion is taking place, and we pray before Tuesday. This is very, very important, okay? This is the moment in history. I don't think we've come to, as a nation, such an important point last 70 years, such as this week. Now, what is the summary of the communique is that they were just, there are many, I'll just give you 3 points that are very important. Number one, they reinstated two-state solution, basically. Same thing as Resolution 2334 that says they are recognizing only pre-1967 border. I've shown you before. That is, if you imagine a pizza, there's another big bite into pizza and you're left with the crust. Okay? And the area, a little bit of land on the south that doesn't have a lot of pudding. All the puddings are really in the middle center, you know, the cheese and stuff. They want to take that out as well as Eastern Jerusalem. That includes Wailing Wall, the Western Wall, and also Jewish quarter within Jerusalem. Without any condition, it's already been given by UN resolution to Israel. So then there is no basis for any peace process because everything's been already given. Why there is peace? No more things to talk. It's just, you know, Israel, you uproot and you leave. Take it or leave it, that's all. So really, it killed any peace process. That's number one. Number two, in this communique, they are calling on all the 70 nations not to recognize post-1967 line. Now, that's what they are trying to achieve today. Number three is that, obviously, immediately end all the building project beyond that borderline. So basically, that communique was reaffirming Resolution 2334, and then table that to today in Paris Convention. That was supposed to actually take place 16 months ago, but that's been delayed because the U.S. Obama administration said we will veto it, and it was never tabled. And some are saying that could be the reason why there is so much of blessing, almost like a pause button from what was supposed to happen. We will see what will happen. We will find out very soon. But we need to pray. We seek the good of the land, okay? Now, on Monday 9th, the rest of the news came out, and it was published by 12 French ambassadors, and they've at least published, I saw two papers that they have published in French. 12, number 12, significant number of government, and they came out all guns blazing, and they came out saying very, very strong letter, and that is a public letter with a threat of legal action and legal warfare if Israel refuses to sign the dotted line. They're saying, Israel, you sign here, right here. If you don't sign it, we're We're going to take you to international court and begin the process and begin to enforce these terms and boundaries very forcefully on you. And it affirms all of the above. And then there are a few extra points that are very, very hostile. I'll just pick out three. Number one, they are calling Israelis to disavow their own government if they reject 1967 borderline. Can you imagine the audacity of foreign ambassadors calling Israelis to disavow and reject their own government official for protecting them, for not giving up their land that is indefensible? Can you imagine Canada or USA saying, okay, we met, we decided Australia, you will give up New South Wales, and then you will all retreat to the rest of the states. Okay, let's take two states in terms of land sizes, quite a size. You know, all the eastern side, and you move to the western side and Northern Territory. And if your government refuses to listen to us, you disown your own government. How absurd is that? These 12 French ambassadors are calling Israelis to rise up against their own government. That is the paper, all right? Number two, EU to make a very quick move before it is too late. What is too late? The cutoff date is 20th of January. What is happening in 20th of January? Obama gets sworn into the office and Trump gets sworn into the office, and Trump has been a very vocal supporter of Israel. All right, he is for building process in those, beyond Green Line as well, and so on. So if Trump gets into the office, then all these things can not come to have, pass at least for another 4 years and possibly 8 years, and so on. So they are saying, whatever you gotta do, you gotta do it quick. That's what they are saying. We will have to move it quick, and we'll have to force it. In the paper, some of the complaint they have is that Israel's military is, lopsided, too powerful. This is their complaint. Israel has too strong a military power base compared to the rest of the Arab nations. I mean, and they are saying just as we could stop, the ISIS. So if we rise up, we can stop Israel. We can. Let's do it for the world peace. P-I-E-C-E. It's because it means that it'll end up with the world breaking into pieces. I believe that's the consequences of dividing Jerusalem. Okay? Now, number three, very interesting. He says, Israel has no right to the land. Basically, I'm translating it for you, based on biblical text. That's what they are saying. Religious beliefs, biblical text claims Israel, that the land of Israel belonged to Jews, and saying, French people are saying, there is no such thing. We do not recognize any religious ownership, any biblical, land ownership or land claim based on biblical text. They're saying, no, we don't recognize it. And you see how defiant and how clear they're coming out? These are some of the action proposed against Israel by 12 French ambassadors. Number one, immediate recognition of Palestinian state. And that will be joint declaration with UK, Spain, Italy, and Greece. I want you to underline those nations and watch what happens. Watch how God's word, invisible law of God in the universe, operate and enter into these nations. I've just read yesterday that Italy, their bond rating has lost AAA status. Stephen, is that right? He's a finance guy. Yeah. That means their borrowing will be far more expensive, and they're already in big trouble. And where it leads, Spain is in big trouble as well. So is Greece, has been in big trouble for a long time. I think this can trigger a whole lot of mercy that had held them back. So you watch, but we pray, okay? Number two, immediate suspension of association agreement between EU and Israel. Number three, immediate end of economic, scientific, academic cooperation between EU and Israel. Number four, immediate labeling and potential boycotting of all the products coming from Jerusalem. Now, this well underway. It's already been partially being implemented by many nations. In fact, some of the church denominations call for this. Very, very sad indeed. What's happening? What's happening is Israel is now in tribunal before the World Confederation Court. That's what's happening. The world is putting Israel on the world court, and they are putting them on a trial, saying, why are you still there? You've got much too big a pie. I don't have the picture again. Remember the small pie surrounded by Arab nation? And Winston Churchill, 1921, with a stroke of his pen, cut off three quarters of the land and left with a little crust and tiny little ham in the middle. And they are saying, now I want the ham and the pineapple. You just get the crust. And then after that, they will push more, push more. This is the situation we are in. What is the prophetic significance of 70 nations? I said something in here, the 70 nations. Did you know that in Genesis chapter 10, Noah, when he came out, he had 70 grandsons, which formed the table of the nations. That is post-flood seed table of the nations. So out of Noah, North Africa, Africa, Europe, and then Eastern blocks been all populated, and they were done by 70 of his grandsons. 70 nations are gathering together today to make a decision on whether Israel should live or die. It's interesting. They're going to pass a verdict. Really, it amounts to Israel's right to exist. God's firstborn son, 70 years since when UN Resolution 181 was passed. It was November 1947. And that, based on that, modern Israel, state of Israel, was birthed. 70 years. When Shimon Peres died, 70 nations came together to mourn his death. Now 70 nations gathering together to pass a sentence. All the heads of the nations, this is a representation, prophetic representation of all the nations gathering together. Who are among 70 nations? What is normally called as a Middle East Quartet? They're always there before any major decision. UN, US, EU, and Russia. And five, what we call big guns. Five permanent members of UN Security Council. They have a vetoing power for any new resolution. Only these five has a vetoing power. So any one of them disagree, nothing goes through. Okay, that's US, Russia, UK, France, and China. And what just taken place, US abstained from vetoing. So it went through. Russia, UK, France is at the forefront of this movement, and China happily goes along. And G20 is there. G20 will be represented. Argentina, Australia, Brazil, Canada, China, France, Germany, India, Indonesia, Italy, Japan, South Korea, Mexico, Russia, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, Turkey, UK, US, EU, all the EU nations, and Arab partners, a lot of Arab nations, as well as assorted well-wishers will be there, 70 nations, some say, I think it's 72. You know, Jesus, when he sent out 70, or 70, depending on the translation and text, 72, 70 is of his ambassadors, so to speak, to proclaim the kingdom as they go. These are the 70 that are proclaiming the will of the nations against the will of God. That's taking place today. We are 10 hours ahead, so we can pray. These 70 nations here will most likely cast a vote that will go down in history. It will go down in permanent book of history. The 70 nations coming together, this resolution has never happened. When you look at other resolutions against Israel after the war where they had to give up those land, Palestinian is not even mentioned because they are not a state. They're not real people group. There is no Palestinian language. There is no Palestinian, passport. There's no Palestinian capital ever in the history. There's no language, nothing. Now they call it creation of Palestinian state and give up all this land. And they will go down in history as to whether they were part of nations that divided up Jerusalem or not, thus making decision either to bring a divine blessing or a curse on their own nation. That's where we are standing today. 70 nations will cast a vote. It will be going down to history whether that nation has opposed the will of God or they've supported the will of God. And ambition of these 12 French ambassadors is that all 70 nations will come to an agreement that we will not recognize post-1967 border. We do not recognize Six-Day War and the Israel land that was taken according to, the war. When you go into war, people die, you redraw the boundary after the war, whoever wins. That's the rule of the law, rule of the game, rule of engagement, saying we don't recognize it. That's their ambition. And these 70 nations that are represented there will go down in record what their action was. And the Zechariah 12 is very enlightening in this. It says, I will make Jerusalem a very heavy stone for all peoples, or all who would heave it away will surely cut in pieces, though all nations of the earth are gathered against it. Can you see all nations represented? Representative of all nations are here in 70 today. And whether it's a 70 or 100, all nations will gather together. One day, God has predicted this through Zechariah over 2,600 years ago. And he said, there will come a day when all nations will make a decision. But when they come, based on their decision, they will get hurt. They want to heave that away. You will be broken to pieces. You yourself will be broken to pieces. So what is the consequences of Jerusalem? I think of dividing Jerusalem is I think it's going to usher in new era in world history as the nations make a decision together. You know, in Obadiah, it says, for the day of the Lord upon all nations is near. And what is the key point there is their decision on Jerusalem. Nations will do to Jerusalem. And God says, whatever your reprisal will be given back to you. Whatever you to Jerusalem, to Israel, it'll be given back to you. Whatever you do, it'll be like a mirror effect. It'll just hit and then hit back like a boomerang. And when the nations gather together and make a decision, then it invokes God of heaven to act on his prophetic word that he warned to the nations. That means the nations that are gathered together, they will be held accountable and something kickstart, a process of reckoning begins to take place. I believe that is where we are at, nations are at. Now, let me not scare you because we are under the grace of God. God's love and mercy and goodness is upon us. Okay? So God's favor, as we receive his favor through Jesus, align ourselves in the word, God's blessing on us is real, and that's true, but we seek God's blessing on our nation. As a nation, we can be cursed or be blessed. Now, Christians within the nation will always be the light. We're always called to be a blessing and a light. But nation, do you want to live under a cursed nation or a blessed nation? That's the choice we need to make in the next few days. Churchill boasted of dividing the land of Israel. He says, I created Transjordan with a stroke of my pen on one Sunday afternoon. Did you know? It was Sunday afternoon. In fact, he didn't have full backing of the power. It was almost illegal move because he was pressured by Arabs in Cairo, 1921. He just drew the line, just rough line. Okay, this is the sea. Shoo! This is Transjordan. Okay, don't push me anymore. Leave me alone. That's what he said. With a stroke of pen, I divided the land. And what happened? Great Britain was never the same after that. No more great. Yeah? Began to decline. U.S., God raised up USA. I mean, I thank God for USA. They, by far, the most faithful to Israel. A lot of wrong things that are happening. A lot of wrong things. But God holds back. Holds back. Holds back. And I've shared that if U.S. will not veto, U.S. will be divided. U.S. will divide. Israel, U.S. will be divided. U.K. divided Israel. They were divided. They lost the whole empire. U.S. will be divided socially and state-wise. Cessation of states is next, especially Texas and, you know, CA, California, and a whole lot of other states can follow. And I believe God will also judge. Many prophets have seen Madrid fault line breaking apart, physical, geophysical breaking apart, dividing of the land will take place. Well, I believe that's next on the line. Doesn't have to happen straight away, but the process is there. What happens? EU and France are really at the forefront of all this. They will break apart. That's as simple as that. God says, whatever you do, same will be done to you. They break apart Israel, particularly Jerusalem. They will be broken apart. There will be accelerated unrest of social issues, social order, including immigration issue, which will lead to the economy is very, very shaky. I think it'll mean, okay, the collapse process will begin, which will lead to breakup of European Union. I believe that's what's in order. European Union will break apart as it is now, as 28 members. It's already breaking in the seams, and this will accelerate. Did you know that there are a lot of seismologists? They're not sleeping because there is a lot of pressure in the depth of the earth of the earthquakes happening everywhere. Last, I think, a few weeks, 2 weeks. Pressure's building. There is like, you know, on full alert because where earthquakes are pretty shallow, now it's going deeper and deeper, almost at the level of mantle, you know, the inner layer. Earthquakes are happening there. It's unusual. So a lot of tensions building up between U.S. and Russia. China, did you know that a lot of U.S. moved a lot of troops to Poland and, the Europe, Lithuania, all these things. It's very funny, I find, you know, Obama is leaving office 6 days. He's pushing through so much bills. It acts as if he's not going to leave the office, isn't it? Because Trump comes in and he can redo everything. Why is he pushing so much stuff? Very strange. Now, I'm not saying anything. We need to be very watchful and pray. There's something going on there that is very unusual. Very unusual. We need to be in prayer. I think this 1 week is very, very high alert week, if I can put it that way. High alert. Watch and pray. Watch and pray this week. Now, this is my prayer, really. What we want to pray is that will Australia be on the right side of the history? Because that decision will be made between today to Tuesday. We are 10 hours away, ahead. We pray today, And I just really alert you, may the Spirit of God give you heart and revelation to pray. And Tuesday, we normally have a small leadership meeting, 7 o'clock at GI Hope, 7 to 9. I'd like to just open it up for prayer. Before UN Security Council meets, so that's when they can pass another resolution, possibly to recognize Palestinian state. That is a big one. And we don't want our ambassador, Julie Bishop, voting for it. Thankfully, she did speak out and saying she was quite, you know, not happy about the way U.S. done Resolution 2334. She spoke out and saying we probably would vote against it. But there's a lot of pressure coming from all directions to conform. And I think if you pray that we will stand up no matter what and not go along with the opinion of the world, you know what? I believe it will be our finest hour. It will invoke such great blessing from God. It will set Australia on a trajectory that is radically different from the rest of the world, as I see, I believe, European Union and USA and Middle East area conflict, pain, natural disasters are on the menu. I believe Australia can turn and move in a very, very different trajectory. So this is a call to prayer. We never had this time frame in the history of Australia before. One of our greatest contributions was in Beersheba. We've taken Beersheba, southern part of Israel, in 1917. Exactly 100 years before. Exactly 100 years. And we come to this juncture in time, in a very week, in a very day, where we can pray and seek God. Pray and seek the good of this nation. My prayer is that, you know, how would you feel if you are an Israeli citizen at this time, whether you're living in the land or out of the land? How would you feel? You know, on Friday night, I just felt such compassion. They must feel such rejection. It's barely 70 years since they were chased all over Europe to be killed. Barely 70 years have passed, and it's happening again. And they said, after that, they said, okay, only way for you to survive is actually you create your own place, you defend it. I don't see any other way. The tragedy is so horrible. How could nations treat you this way? We want to give you a land that was a swamp, by the way, so that you can defend yourself. And now nations are 70 years after that. In fact, Balfour Declaration was also 1917, 100 years. Oh, is it 100? Yes, 100 years. Exactly. It's amazing. Is it coincidence? I don't think so. Exactly 100 years. So you create your nation. They're saying, we want to take it away. How do you feel? If in Singapore, you're Singaporeans, you know. Now, Malaysia wants Singapore back. They're in a fight, you know. Singapore said, no, you know, we are doing so well. You know, before it was a swamp. And we come here, we've made it so good. We are, you know, now world power. And you want everything back? No, no. Saying, no, we want you back. We want you back. We are bigger. We can push you around. And then Singapore goes to U.S. and all the nations, and they say, okay, we'll help you. This is very bad. And they get to the closet, and they discuss together, come back with a different face, saying, okay, this day we're going to meet. And then France, New Zealand, all kinds of nations, they come up and say, you are really bad, Singapore. You are causing all this trouble. You give up your land and go back. To Malaysia. Malaysia. Subject yourself to Malaysian government. Keep back all your, you know, investment and all the infrastructure, everything. How would you feel? And they are discussing without you. They will make decision without you whether you will get to keep your land or not. Incredible stupidity. North and South Korea was divided up. And, you know, I mean, you know, it's incredible that other people are saying, you give up. You're really bad. Your military is too strong. You can't defend yourself. This is the situation Israelis are in. They must feel such rejection. Where do I belong in this world? When is it going to ever end? That's how they feel. And you know, I pray that they will find home. They will keep their home, but they will find ultimate home. They will find welcoming world among God's people, especially in the church, Christians who have the same Father. My prayer is home is where the Father's heart is. That's your home, isn't it? You know that you will not be judged. You can just come. You've been bad, but you can come. You just know your Father just loves you anyway, forgives you, accepts you, bless you. That's home. And I pray that God will give us that home, that Father's heart in the church. God will give that Father's heart to the churches all around the world, because churches are also making decisions whether we will have Father's heart or not to this little child, Israel. Can there be no resolution in January today because of our prayer? And can there be, you know, a veto? U.S. suddenly have a change of heart or something? They veto? Possible. Possible. Anything's possible. Amen. We can pray for all these things. However, I do feel it's something that God has written. It will come to pass sooner or later. Personally, resolution 2334. 23rd of December last year, kickstarted a process. It triggered something that it'll ultimately finds its way out. That will account all nations to make a decision regarding this land of Israel. Sooner or later, if nothing comes out here, the pressure will never go away. It'll come back because Resolution 2334 is the trigger. There's already shifted so much. But what we can pray for is that as we love Australia and Singapore, Malaysia, South Korea, we are God's people, right? The blessing of God will never depart so long as we please God, walk with Him. But we seek good of the land in which we live. We can pray for this. Let's pray. Let's pray today and make this week a special week, especially Tuesday night, if you can come to GI. Hope 7 to 9, we'll come together and pray that God will supernaturally move in this time. It's time, day of the Lord. This is the day of the Lord for the nations. Will the nations bless themselves or curse themselves? It will work out in three different continents very rapidly after this week. So let's pray. Let's pray. What I'll do is that we've got some time. I want to open up this floor for you to come and pray. But we will, do we have a song? Just, if you can just play in the background. I'm going to put a microphone here. And, you know, maybe take, you know, 30 seconds or 1 minute or something like that. We've got, you know, at least 20 minutes or so to pray. So I want you to come and pray. Even a short sentence, even one sentence is okay. But your prayer is powerful. Our prayer is powerful. Because why? Because we have the Spirit of God inside. We have God's word, revelation. This is the prayer according to knowledge of God, according to the will of God. It'll move mountains. It'll move mountains. It'll change the outcome of today's meeting, outcome of Tuesday's meeting. As we pray today, right now. Watching us. Heaven is watching your heart. Heaven is seeing your heart's movement. Angels are watching whether I can just cooperate with you, work with us. Angels are seeing whether I can work with our hearts and our words and our prayers. Let me just open up in prayer, and I'm going to open the floor. So if you are moved by the Lord, you can come up and bring short prayer. Even a sentence is okay. All right. Heavenly Father, we come before you. We welcome you, Father. We thank you that you have called us to be lights in such a time as this. Lord, that we are your children. And Father, we see the distressing cry of your firstborn son, Israel. Call of distress. Not knowing where to turn. And Heavenly Father, we are like older brothers, though we are younger, watching this firstborn son, confused, looking around, not knowing whether they can survive, whether there is anyone who will receive them, love them, stand with them, feeling rejected, dejected, whether there is God in heaven. Abba Father, we also watch your eyes, your heart. You know, you've said in your word how you will respond and act. Oh God, the day of the Lord is here, Lord, where nations will stand before you and cast lots. Oh God, Lord, just as those soldiers divided up, trying to divide up the garment of Jesus. But in the end, they did not. They cast lots. It wasn't torn. Oh God, even though they divide it up, they cannot permanently tear this land, oh God, because this is your witness, your word, oh God, your prophetic destiny for Israel. Father God, we just call upon you. Holy Spirit, move upon us, oh God, in this time to intercede, to be a watchman on the wall. Oh God, we pray that you will release your word from the throne. Oh God, Psalm 2, Lord, you laugh from your throne, oh God, even as kings of the earth are trying to break their fetters and make their way. Oh, we pray, Lord, that we, our kings, oh God, Lord, will bow down, oh Lord, and kiss the Son. We pray, oh God, Australian government, diplomats, Julie Bishop, oh God, and Australian diplomats, oh God, and Australian government will bow and kiss the Son, oh God. Oh God, we pray we will align with Israel. We'll stand with Israel, oh God, as a nation, as a country, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, breathe upon this, oh God, people. Breathe upon this people, Lord. Let the cry of God go out to Paris, oh God, the city of light, oh God. Let them receive divine light of the heart and the revelation of God for Israel. And Lord, let them not throw their stone, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, Lord, we pray also that you will give us heart. Father, your heart for Israel, your firstborn, my firstborn, my firstborn, Israel, my firstborn, Israel, I'll be merciful to you. Oh, God, give us your heart. Give us your prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.
As we look after our souls, you can lost. The world is in confusion. They do not know what they are doing. They do not understand because they don't have your Father heart. But we do, Lord. So this day we stand as we are Australians or whatever nations we are from, Lord. We understand. You have touched our hearts. And Lord, you are going to do when your people who understand your purpose, your desire, your love for us and for the nations, for your sons. We thank you. We cry out to you day and night from now until we see your hand, and you can and you will. In Jesus' name. Amen.
I'm just reminded of the word that, that says that whoever touches Israel touches the apple of God's eye. So, and also I'd like to read from the book of Zechariah, where it says quite clearly I will make Jerusalem an immovable rock, and whoever so tries to move it will injure themselves. So I'd like to pray for the government of Australia. Whoever they're going to send to this meeting, be it one person or a whole delegation, they may think they're going to, with one purpose and to sign the resolution. But Lord, you're going to change all that, Lord. You're going to give them sleepless nights, Lord, and make them realize that whatever they purpose to do is so wrong, Lord, that they won't be able to sleep until their heart is true towards you, Father. Your will is what matters. So Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you move them with compassion and that you reveal your heart to them. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
May your people be awakened to their call, even at this time, Lord, each and every one of us, that we be awakened to the great power you have put within us to cooperate with you, to rise up, that our voice, our prayers matters to you and to the heavenlies. May we rise up in Jesus' name.
Pray for the nations right now out of Isaiah 64. Oh Lord, that you would rend the heavens, God, that you would come down, that you might shake the mountains, Father, in your presence, God. As fire burns brushwood, as fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, that the nations may tremble at your presence. God, we lift up the nations to you right now, Father, from the east, Father, to the west, Father, all across this earth, Father. We pray, Father, that you would come, Father, and reveal yourself, God, in all your glory, in all your power, in all your might, your majesty, God, that every nation, Father, every eye, Father, will see, Father, your power, God. Lord, that they would see your truth, Father, and your word, Father, reign, Father, above this earth. God, we pray against, Father, the decision, Father, this council will make. God, and we ask that you would intervene, Father. Lord, that you would come to every heart, Father, every nation, Father, and shake down strongholds, God. Every power and principality, Father, that stands in opposition to you, God. We ask that you would come and you would shake the ground right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, and we ask also and we pray and lift up for the nation of Israel, Father, that you would do the same. God, you would turn their hearts towards you in this season, Father, and in this time, God. Lord, we ask that you would pour out your love and your grace upon that nation right now, Father, that they would see your workings, Father, your inner workings, Father, as the nations turn against them, Father, that you would stand as their protector, their God, Father, against all opposition, Father, and that you would be their salvation. So we lift them up to you right now, God. We lift the nations up to you right now, God. And we ask that you would go forth like a mighty wind, Father, like a mighty shaking throughout the earth, God, that every eye and every ear will know that you are God. We bless you, Jesus. Amen.
Lord, that the covenant. covenant of love that you have made over Israel, the covenant of love that Abba Father has given to Abraham, shall never be broken. Again and again, as we read through the Bible, Father, we can see your love for your people in Israel. And we pray, Lord, bring to your remembrance your words, your promise that you have given to the prophet Zephaniah in chapter 3. You have said, at that time I will deal with all who oppress you. I will rescue the lame. I will gather the exiles. I will give them praise and honor in every land where they have suffered shame. At that time, I will gather you. At that time, I will bring you home. I will give you honor and praise among all the peoples of the earth when I restore your fortunes before your very eyes. Father, we pray that Australia will always stand behind Israel. Pray that the Turnbull government will remember the history that Australia has played behind Israel's independence. How 100 years ago in 1917, the Anzac soldiers fought for Australia again in Beersheba, and that opened the door for Israel's independence in 1948. So Father, we just pray that Australia will always stand behind Israel, and we, your church, will always pray for this to come to pass. Amen.
Lord, Israel is your covenant people. I just want to declare this covenant promise in Deuteronomy 28, verse 7. The Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord, that you are Israel's covenant. You are Israel's God. You will stand, and the enemies will come against them, but they will dash themselves against you and flee seven ways. Lord, I just also want to pray for Australia, Lord. I just want to pray for this resolution that's coming up, Lord, that the sheep nations will rise up. The sheep nations will not be pressured. They will stand. They will stand because they know that it's the right thing to do. They will stand because you will give them the backbone to stand. They will stand because you will raise people within those nations, ministers and leaders that will stand with this resolution and say no to the injustice that is done to your people, Lord. We just want to pray that Australia will be one of those sheep nations. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father God, I stand here before you, representing the youth, Lord. And Lord, I just pray that, Lord, would you remove the ignorance from eyes, Lord? Remove the scales, Lord. And Lord, I just pray that you would awaken us, Lord. Lord, that we will not stand in silence, Lord, that we won't be swayed by the media, Lord. Lord, I just pray that social media won't have a hold on us, Lord, that we'll be able to see what is evil, Lord, what you deem as evil, Lord, that we won't be, yeah, just caught up in lies, Lord, by the enemies, Lord. And Lord, I just pray that through that, Lord, we'll be able to see, Lord, and be able to stand for Israel, Lord. I just pray that you awaken us, Lord, that we'll be prayerful for Israel, Lord. Lord, I just pray that as you are beginning to groom us, Lord, in your ways, Lord, that we'll continue to stand for your word, Lord, that we won't conform to this world. Lord, I just pray, yes, give your people, Lord, especially your youth, Lord, the heart for your people, the Israelites, Lord, that we will stand, Lord, for your truth, Lord, and we won't, yeah, just conform to this world, Lord. So I just pray, Lord, break our heart for you, break our heart for your ways, Lord, your people. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that you've declared this nation, Lord, as the blessed southland of the Holy Spirit. So, Lord, I just pray that we'll walk into that destiny, Lord. It may be that through the circumstance that will propel us forward. Who knows, Lord, but I thank you, Lord, that yes, we'll walk in your ways, Lord, in your calling and your destiny. And we thank you, Lord. Yes,
a verse from Isaiah 49, verses 14 to 17, and today it came. Monday, very strongly this week. God will remember Zion. But Zion said, "The Lord has forsaken me, and my Lord has forgotten me. Can a woman forget a nursing child, and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you. See, I have inscribed you on the palm of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. Your sons shall make haste. Your destroyers and those who laid you waste shall go away from you."
Forget your people, Lord. You know that you will be there for them in this hour of need, Lord. I know that you will with the church. We will all pray for Israel in their hour of need, and you will hear our prayers, Lord. Thank you for all what you are going to do, Lord. In this hour, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Lord, we just want to thank you, Father, for your goodness, Lord God. We want to thank you, Father, for what you're doing, Lord God, in the nation of Israel. We want to thank you, Father, for, Lord, you look down on them, Father, with the heart of love and compassion, Lord God. You have not forgotten about your people, Lord God. You have not forgotten, Father, about the nation of Israel, Lord. And we just want to pray, God, even as we turn, Lord God, our attention, Father, even as we turn, Lord God, our hearts, Lord God, in prayer, Father, for that nation, Lord, I want to pray, God, that we would pray out of a love, a deep love for your people, that we would pray out of a deep love for you, Lord God, that our hearts, Lord God, would be burdened like yours is. Lord God, I want to pray, God, that we would not be afraid, Father, of anything that may come. We would not be afraid of the stance that we take. Lord God, we would not be afraid, Lord God, of you receiving the glory. Lord God, I want to pray even right now, God, that as we pray, as we agree with your heart, Lord God, may it be out of love. It may not be out of fear. Fear of the nations or even fear of you. Lord God, I pray that you break down any desire in our heart, God, to remain comfortable. Any desire in our heart, Lord God, to remain in this life the way it is. Lord God, I pray that our desire, our greatest desire as we pray for the nation of Israel would be that you receive the greatest glory. Lord God, whatever outcome, whatever decision is made, Lord God, I pray that our prayers would not be that our lives remain comfortable, that our nation becomes great, that our nation becomes prosperous. Lord God, but just as Uncle Paul spoke about with Moses, I pray that we would side with Israel regardless of what it means for our life. Regardless of what it means for the outcome of our situation. Lord God, I pray that we would take the stance of the apostles in Acts. Lord God, when retribution came to them, when persecution came, Lord God, they prayed for boldness. Lord God, they prayed that they would remain firm, that they would not be afraid. Lord God, I pray against any spirit of fear in this room. Lord God, we fear what we do not understand. We fear what we do not know. Lord God, but we can trust in your heart. We know your heart. We know your heart of love. Your heart of love for your people. Your heart of love for Israel. Your heart of love for us. Lord God, I pray that even right now, Lord, as we stand with Israel, it be a stance that we take out of a deep love for you. Out of an agreement, oh God, with your heart, with your desires, with your plans. Jesus, I just thank you, God, that you look down from heaven. You see these nations rising in new life. Father, because you know the things in your heart for this world, for your people, for this nation of Israel. Oh God, help us to see the way that you see. Oh God, help us to be bold and to be confident, not to be afraid, but to declare your goodness, to declare your victory. Father, that it will be fulfilled because of your hand of power. Jesus, we trust in you, God, we trust in you. We pray these things in your name. Assemble together, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, for the night watch the other night. The vision of that Aussie man swinging in the hammock, just swinging comfortably. And then to see him get up and to begin to swing a sling like David. And then to usher in that rock that's not of human hands, that will bring down the statue and the emblems of man, and usher in the kingdom of your glory that will fill the whole earth. Thank you, God, that it's because of your grace that we can trust in you with all our hearts. We can lean not on our own understanding, and we can rely on you and acknowledge you and watch you straighten out our paths, Lord God. That because of your grace and because of your love, that we can turn and run from evil and run to you and receive health and healing and be strengthened at the core. And we believe this for Israel, Lord God. We believe no matter what we're seeing, that we can trust that what you're doing is assembling your people, gathering them together to bring in your kingdom come, that your will would be done, Lord God. So we just thank you, Lord God, that you are going to cause your people to submit to hupotazo, as the Greek word says. You're going to cause them to come together in military formation, as the word, the Greek term, to submit to you, God, and to resist the devil, and to watch him flee, and to watch your kingdom be released, and your glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Lord God Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and everything that is in it, we come before you today. We bring before you the country of Israel, your first Lord. Lord, I pray that you comfort your people, Lord, because at this time of darkness, there must be many in Israel that have fear in their heart, and there's also maybe a sense of hopelessness, but then you are a God of hope. So comfort your people. You said in Isaiah, comfort ye my people. So I pray, Lord, that we will learn to pray and comfort Israel. We will stand with her. And Father, I also pray, Lord, for the coming inauguration of the president-elect of America, Donald Trump. Lord, I believe that you have raised him up for a time such as this. So Father, I pray, because you have raised him up, he will speak what you want him to speak. And Lord, I pray that all the words that come forth will not return to you, Lord. And indeed, Lord, even at this meeting that is coming up on Tuesday, Lord, Father, I pray that you scatter. Arise, O God, scatter your enemies. Arise, arise, O Lord. Send confusion among them, that they will not be able to come to an agreement, and so it will not be passed, that Israel once more will be able to have its own land. I thank you, Lord. I bless your holy name. Indeed, there is none like you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father in heaven, hear our prayers. Let your people in GI, the nations that we represent, Malaysia, Singapore, Indonesia, India, Greece, Korea, China, Sri Lanka, we call up to you, Lord, to give wisdom to the leaders from our original nations, Father, to decide for the nations to be a sheep nation, Lord, and not a goat nation. So Father, have mercy on the nations that we represent here, Lord. Have mercy and choose us to be your sheep nation. I ask and pray in the mighty name of Jesus.
Earth. Father, give us the strength, fortify us, Father, that we will stand with them until the day that King Yeshua sets feet upon this earth, Father. And Almighty God, we ask and pray for Benjamin Netanyahu and his cabinet, Father. They must be in great fear of what is coming upon the nation, Father. And we ask that you would send your heavenly angels to administer, to encourage, to give dreams and visions to them, Father. To every Jew upon this earth, let them know that there are those who stand with them in prayer before your mighty throne. And Almighty God, for this nation, Father, let us stand with Israel. Let our hearts be open, Father. Even this hour, let our hearts beat as Lord Jesus, as his heart beats for his people, Father. Let us weep over the next days, Father, for these people. Let us stand truly in the gap with you by your power and your might. Father, by your great strength and power, Father, I ask, Father, that you send your archangels and heavenly armies, Father, directly into the camp of the enemy, Father. We ask for confusion and destruction of their plans. And Father, whatever happens upon this earth, let us know that you have given us and you have given all people victory in your beautiful Son, Lord and King Yeshua. We pray, we ask these things and pray it in the name of your Son, Jesus.
Of the people, for he spoke, for the plans of the Lord, for the plans of the Lord stand firm forever, the purposes of the Lord through all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Israel. We thank you, Lord, that she is the apple of your eye, and we are just have been grafted into Israel. We thank you that we are part of Israel, Lord. We thank you, Lord, the heart of the king is in your hand, like the water courses. You turn it as you will. We pray that you'll turn the hearts of these 70 nations. Touch their hearts, Lord. Turn them as you will, Father, for your plans and purposes to be fulfilled. You bring the plans of the nations to nothing. Your plans will stand in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, Father, we lift up the nations to your hands today, Lord. Lord, we thank you, for this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice, Lord. Lord, you know all the days of our lives, Lord. You know all the days of the ages. We pray as the nations come together, Lord, that the spirit of the fear of the Lord will come and rest in that place and touch every heart, every ambassador, Lord. Lord, that today that they have a choice to stand with you, Lord. Father, we pray that you will call out your sheep nations, Lord. Lord, that you'll give them the grace, that you'll give them the boldness, Lord God, to stand even against opposition, Lord God. Lord, that they will be, Lord, that you'll call them out, Lord, that you'll, that their hearts will be gripped by the fear of the Lord, Lord God. Lord, we also pray, Father, we also remind you, Lord God, that Israel is your firstborn, Lord, that you would have mercy upon Israel, Lord. Lord, may you come and comfort your nation, Lord God. Comfort your people, Lord God, in this time, Lord, that they will remember that you will not forsake them. You have not left them alone, Lord God. Lord, that this is today that you would just rise up, Lord, you're the church, Lord, that we, together with the nation of Israel, Lord God, that that we will shine like lights, Lord God. Lord, that we will look to you in the midst of the shaking, Lord God, that we'll stand upon your truth, Lord. Lord, that you give us the grace, Lord, to see your face, Lord. Lord, that we will just hear your heart and just partner with you in everything. Lord Jesus, we just lift you as the banner over us, Lord God, that you are victorious, Lord. May you roar like the Lion of Judah, Lord God, that all nations will see your power and hear your voice, Lord God. Lord, may they tremble, for you are worthy, Lord God. You are holy. We bless your name, Lord Jesus.
Was paid to curse Israel. Instead, he blessed the nation of Israel.
Amen.
So, Lord, we will just stand for Israel and see what you will do for Israel. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Father, we affirm your words spoken over Israel, that you have sworn this land for an everlasting inheritance. As in Psalms 105:11, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan as the allotment of your inheritance, and give their land as a heritage to Israel, his people. Blessed be the Lord out of Zion, who dwells in Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Lord, please aid Israel to respond by using your word against all ungodly decrees of the nations. Jeremiah 23:29. Is not my word like a fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? Regardless of what is decided and how far they may try to push Israel, we know, Lord, that you are the one who will rescue, even if it is at an extreme odds. So, Father, we pray Psalm 124 over this nation of Israel. Israel have escaped like a bird from the hunter's trap. The trap has been broken, and Israel have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Finally, Lord, we pray for both physical and spiritual rain. This land is thirsty, and so is these people. May God be pleased to quench the physical and spiritual thirst at this season. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to just pray for you. Let me just pray. If you have any needs, let's just agree together that God will release His blessing. You know, some are seeking work. Some are seeking promotion, some are seeking healing. Just have a short prayer of God's blessing on this congregation, on you and me.
And also remember, as even as we go, let's remember God's love for us, God's love for Israel, and pray. If you can in any way make it to the prayer on Tuesday night, please do so. It's a 7 to 9, 2 hours. We'll get together and be that special force, you know, this Tuesday before very major decision will be made for the nations. And okay, let me just pray. Let me just bless you, bless us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who seek good in this nation, who seek God's plan, who seek to enter in the heart of God for His people, Israel, and for the purpose, end time purpose of bringing in the harvest, to see Jesus Christ being lifted up over the nations. And Lord, I just bring these people, bring us, oh God, this wonderful congregation of your people together before you. You know our needs, oh God, even as we seek to walk in your ways. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you would release your healing right now into the body, oh God, into our physical body, oh God, wherever that needs touch of God, in the name of Jesus. You just put your hand wherever it is. In the name of Jesus, be healed. In the name of Jesus, let the glory of God come. Impart your power. Healing come to your body in the name of Jesus. Release from sickness and disease in the name of Jesus. Be released in the name of Jesus. Every form of oppression in the mind, pain in the heart, in the name of Jesus Christ, be lifted up in the name of Jesus. Father God, release your joy to your people that we may rejoice always, oh God, and pray without ceasing, and give thanks to God in everything. Amen. Father God, I pray those who need your physical blessing, Lord, job and financial blessing, breakthrough. Lord, I pray that you release your blessing upon your people. In the name of Jesus, be blessed. In the name of Jesus, those who are seeking promotion at work or new venture, Father God, I pray that you release blessing from heaven in the name of Jesus. Release it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, those who seek new business, oh God, I pray that you will give them wisdom from above, oh God, and favor. We release favor from heaven in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask together, Lord, this next week and next few days, particularly as we watch, oh God, what is unfolding in Paris, called City of Light. Oh God, I pray that you give us, empower us with spirit of wisdom and revelation, that we will know how to be a watchman on the wall and seek and release, oh God, your end time plan and blessing, oh God, upon this nation and the nation of the world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. May the favor of the Lord be upon you. Be blessed and have a great week. And we'll see you in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a thanksgiving for what He has done here. Those guys gathering together in Paris don't know what just hit them, but something's been released. Amen, amen.